friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Teen prayed as car flipped multiple times, and he credits Jesus with his miraculous survival. Written by Heather Rickelman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. His mother hoped for the best and expected the worst as her Indiana teen survived a horrific moment. But this teen prayed as his car flipped multiple times, and he credits Jesus with his miraculous survival. As a mom to three, the toughest part of parenting is letting them get behind the wheel of a potential one-ton death machine with control. How do I know they will be safe, they won't speed, or that others on the road are driving safely? I don't, which is why I breathe protective prayers over my children as they walk out the door. I can't imagine what it would be like to get the phone call Amber Lavengood received when her son Jaden was in a terrible car accident that he should have never survived. As an emergency room nurse, Amber had seen an array of injuries and feared the worst for her son. Amber said, "I was instantly worst-case scenario, expecting some major chest trauma, knowing that the force of any kind of car flip is enough alone to kill a person." But what Amber didn't know was how God was using the situation to shape her son's faith and everyone they knew. When the car began to flip, Jaden Lavengood sent up a prayerful cry for help. The Indiana teen survived. When he emerged from the car, he called his mom right away. As he sat dazed on the side of the road, he took in the car and instantly knew he should have been dead. Right then, he began declaring God's healing. Jaden suffered severe deep bruising to vital organs, possibly a broken arm, and a concussion. Yet, he was instantly at peace as God's presence wrapped around him. At the same time, God gave his mother supernatural peace as she raced to the scene of the accident. When she arrived, she had no words for how horrific and mangled the car looked. She recalled what she was thinking in that moment when she took in her son and the car accident. Jaden, at that time, kept saying that he was not going to have any broken bones, that he had prayed and asked Jesus, and Jesus had healed him. And he kept saying over and over again, "My Jesus saves. I'm not going to have any broken bones." As a Christian mom, I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's great." And the nurse in me is expecting he's got a broken neck, possibly broken back. He's got chest contusions. You could see where the seatbelt was. There was internal, it looked like internal bleeding, especially around where the liver was located. To everyone's amazement, the Indiana teen not only survived, but Jaden had no injuries. When he was cleared to go home, Jaden remembers thinking, "I was like, that's crazy. I was really thanking God and I was really happy. I felt great in a week. My body, I can move again. It was just I had a little head problems. I just prayed about it and I felt great. I was ready to go back to school in 2 weeks. Amber said, "From a medical standpoint, I can't give you any explanation as to why he didn't have any broken bones. To have a mild to moderate concussion only is really miraculous." We all are thanking God for this miracle as we lift up our children in prayer. Yet the most beautiful part of the story is how God took this horrific situation to test and strengthen Jaden's faith, as well as his mother's. Friends and family have noticed how different Jaden is since the Indiana teen survived the accident. His faith is deeper, and he is confident in the power of praying to his mighty Heavenly Father. I'll sit here and pray, and they're like, "You're not the same person." I'm like, "No, I am not the same person. I'm a different person." The biggest thing is the power of prayer and just believing in God, because he does have a plan for you. And he does give you strength too. It is true. He said, "As a mother, I want nothing more than for my children to be safe and protected. Yet at the same time, I want God to do what it takes to strengthen their faith. I constantly pray, 'Not my will be done, but yours.' Like Amber, I can rest in the fact the Lord loves my children more fiercely than I, and their lives are in his hands." May we all be inspired to follow Jaden's example, to seek God through prayer, and see that he is ready and able to perform miracles in our lives too. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Acts 4:31.
everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Woman is shocked when barista prays with customer at Starbucks drive-thru window. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Tanya Hinsley and her son were sitting at the Starbucks drive-thru window when they witnessed something incredible. The barista named Carrie stopped to pray with a customer. When Tanya Hinsley decided to give her teenage son a chance to practice his driving skills, the two made a trip together to Starbucks. The mom from Arkansas likely wasn't expecting anything out of the ordinary. In fact, her mind was probably on her son's driving. But as the two waited their turn at the Starbucks drive-thru window, God revealed something amazing. As the car at the front of the line pulled up to the window, a barista named Carrie did more than just serve up the woman's order. She boldly stopped to pray with her. It's such a simple act, but it made a huge impression on Tanya Hinsley and her son. My son and I were having a discussion about how we loved that she stopped what she is doing and she was bold in her faith and cared enough to pray with someone, the mom explained. This world certainly needs more positive news stories, and that's exactly why Tanya decided to take a photo and share the act of kindness on social media. This is when I decided to snap a picture, but caught the very end of the prayer and decided to share this positive moment in hopes of brightening someone's day, she said. What Tanya didn't expect, however, was the incredible response to her post. Tanya Hinsley was incredibly grateful her son was with her to witness this beautiful moment of faith at the Starbucks drive-thru window. As a teenager, she knows he likely finds it difficult to have the courage to pray in public, so Carrie's bold act of faith was a wonderful example for him and us all. But Tanya isn't the only one who feels this way. Her post quickly racked up loads of shares and positive comments. I was overwhelmed by the end of the day when I saw how many times the post had been shared, she said, and we loved reading the stories of all the other people she had blessed just by being so kind, praying for others, and simply being a light for Jesus. Since going viral, Tanya made sure to share with Carrie the huge impact she had on so many people. And that news blessed the sweet Starbucks barista. Her heart is full from the kind words, and I think she was blown away, Tanya explained. Carrie could have easily ignored the nudge she got from the Holy Spirit that day and opted not to pray for the customer at the Starbucks drive-thru window. But she didn't, and her obedience is such a shining example for all of us. This act of kindness and boldness and faith, given out to others daily by people like Carrie, gives me hope and reminds myself and hopefully others that being kind and praying for someone doesn't cost anything, Tanya said. We never know when something we say can help save someone, literally. Please be sure to share this story with others as a reminder of the incredible impact one simple act of kindness can have. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, with all prayer and request, praying at all times in the Spirit and being watchful to this end in all perseverance and request for all the saints. Ephesians 6, 17 to 18.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe. where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.